It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Would you ditch your wallet and keep your phone? Google Wallet is a new system announced yesterday where instead of dealing with plastic or cash, you connect your bank or credit card to your phone. Following the launch of Google Wallet, eBay filed a lawsuit against Google. Two former executives at eBay's mobile payment unit PayPal now work for Google and led this project. The suit claims that those executives stole trade secrets from their former employer. Stephanie Telenius is one of the executives in question. She's now with Google and spoke at the announcement of Google Wallet.
Our objective is to bring the pieces together into a single tap experience at retailers like American Eagle. You pay, you redeem offers, and you earn loyalty rewards with one tap of your phone.
How does it work? Sam Gustin from Wired.com explains.
It's based on near field communications technology, which essentially allows you to wave your phone that's equipped with NFC at a receiver at the point of sale to make a purchase.
And where is my money stored then?
It's still in your bank account, but it's just a different way of paying for things using your phone as opposed to carrying around, you know, a couple credit cards. So your money is still stored in the same place. It's just a different way of using it.
If you want to try Google Wallet now, well, good luck. It's only in a couple cities, and you'll need the Nexus S from Sprint, only phone it works on so far. Google plans to expand the system soon. As it does, customers will be able to store loyalty points, get special offers. Nick Holland, analyst with the Yankee Group, says that's where this thing might take off.
I think the real news here is the way that Google's now got the capability to extend the advertising model to consumers and, in fact, merchants beyond the internet. You've got something now that is moving Google from the virtual space to the physical world. They can start providing loyalty and coupons and promotions to get people into stores. Google gets to have some kind of insight in terms of not just the transaction happening. They know where you are and when you are.
If you're out there with your phone and then Google is tracking what you're doing and what you're buying, that sounds a little creepy. Won't that put people off of adopting something like this?
That stands to be tested. I mean, certainly I might have some reluctance to use it myself, but I think a fairly compelling coupon might change my mind.
Now, Nick, I keep having this one thought about this whole project, and I can't tell whether I'm being sensible or old-fashioned and a fuddy-duddy, so help me out. Is it really so difficult to just get your darn credit card out and pay with that?
Yeah, you're a fuddy-duddy.
Okay. Why?
No,
Why
no,
am
no,
I a fuddy-duddy?
And this is an important thing to note. As much as the industry would like to think this is going to be a scenario where you can just throw your wallet away, you're not. You're going to have your wallet for at least the next 10 years.
See video of Google Wallet in action at marketplacetech.org. Time to improve your tech vocabulary.
Mac Defender.
Also goes by Mac Protector and Mac Guard. These are computer programs that pop up online and tell you your Mac is infected, then offer to clean it up if you just click. Don't click. These are fake antivirus programs that will give you malware. Someone out there has both evil intentions and a keen grasp of irony. A lot of Mac owners might slack off on security, figuring malware is something that only happens to PCs. But be vigilant, hipsters, because
Mac Defender
is on the rise lately. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.